Around 200 people gathered at the Hawaii State Capitol on Thursday evening to express their support for the 30-meter telescope. Many said they felt the anti-telescope actions underway on Mauna Kea were obscuring broad support for the project. Jasmine Silva flew to Oahu for the demonstration. She grew up in Hilo and now works on Mauna Kea.
Astronomy being in my community, the planetarium, a lot of the astronomy outreach events, inspired me myself to go into STEM, did robotics in high school, and then studied astronomy and physics.
For Silva, her support for TMT is all about educational opportunities. That stance was echoed by career educator Holly Lindsay.
I don't want to see all our children, our grandchildren, going to the mainland because they have no venue here. We have to look to the future. It is not desecration when I know astronomers who treat the mountain with so much reverence. What Mauna Kea has brought to the science of astronomy is remarkable. It's unprecedented. That's why we're fighting over this.
The rally was organized by Honolulu attorney and former candidate for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Samuel Wilder King II.
The story of the Hawaiian people, the story of Hawaii, is a story of confidence, a story of courage, the story of navigating over the horizon by the stars. It's a quest for knowledge, and the TMT is all about the search for knowledge. And that's why I want to be here. I want people to know, like, I don't want them to run scared. I want them to see the Native Hawaiians are here, the people of Hawaii are here. The protesters don't own our story. We can tell our own story, and it's okay to come out and be in favor of this. It's not a desecration. It's not the oppression of the Hawaiian people.
Across the street, opponents of the TMT organized their own counter rally. There was some intermixing of the two groups, but for the most part, they kept their distance. Both sides kept it peaceful. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.